How's it going, everyone? I hope you're having a good day, because today we have a story of a principal that teaches a bully a lesson that he needs to learn. Anyway, sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new, and let's call today's subscriber who submitted the story, let's call him Clarence. So anyways, this all happened when Clarence was in the fifth grade, and they had a pretty big project slash presentation happening in Clarence's class. Anyway, so they did a kind of a unit on a geology or something like that, maybe some kind of natural science, and they had to do some presentation, and they had to create something. So a very popular example of what people did for that project was a lot of people made paper mache volcanoes, where you add the baking soda in with, I think, something that combines with the baking powder to make it, you know, bubble and explode and then look like an actual volcano. Some people made little, forest replicas where they took, leaves from trees and sticks and glued them together and then made a bunch of those to make it look like a little forest. Basically, people had a wide array of presentations, and then when they were presenting their project, they also had to talk a little bit. They had to do like a 30-second to a minute-long presentation about like either the history or just some fun facts, like, oh, I chose X volcano located wherever, right? It's been dormant for 100 years or hopefully longer than that, but it's been dormant for X number of years, something along the lines of that. And this was a pretty big project, and in fact, it was kind of like the quintessential fifth grade project for their class. Everyone leading up to fifth grade was told about how it's like a really cool project, and some people really go really far with it, like they go really crazy, and this is really exciting all around, and it was a really big deal is what I'm trying to get across to you guys. So anyways, Clarence was planning on doing a volcano, and, you know, the volcano, he'd spend a lot of time with his mom going in there, and, you know, they went and they bought the materials, and, you know, they made a project together, and they didn't want to test it out, because it's definitely one of those things that once you use it, it's kind of a one-time use. So Clarence is really hoping that it would work, but he's excited to show it off in front of everyone. So the next day they get in and, you know, the teacher's talking like, hey class, I know you guys have been working for weeks on your presentations and your projects. I'm so excited for what we're going to see. I'm excited to see you guys tomorrow. So anyways, the bell rings and Clarence is walking with some of his friends when the bully comes over and bumps into both of them. Is like, get out of my way, losers, walks right by them. And Clarence is turns to his friend, is like, what is that dude's problem? Like, I swear, he always has an issue with us. I don't know why that's the case. Like, we don't really do anything mean against him. And Clarence's friend's like, bro, like, that guy's been a bully forever. Anyways, right, so Clarence never had a class with this kid who we're gonna call Ben. Of course we're going to call him Ben, guys. Come on now. So Clarence never had a class with Ben the bully before, but the Clarence's friend who he's talking to apparently had a lot of classes with Ben before, and so and kind of explained to Clarence, look, this kid's always been a jerk. And Ben was in Clarence's class. And while he spent a lot of days with Ben, he was never in any like group assignments or anything. So Clarence kind of just thought he was kind of a not the nicest kid, but he didn't know he was kind of like a big bully or whatever. And you'll see how Ben the bully kind of goes above and beyond tomorrow. And anyway, so Clarence gets back home. His mom's like, good news, sweetie. I did a mini test in a container. I added the two ingredients together, and it does kind of explode with the volcano stuff. Let's put some food coloring. Make sure to put in the food coloring when you're doing it so it looks like a red volcano and not a white one, because that would be very weird. Clarence's mom are finishing up the volcano, and Clarence is really excited, man. He's really excited to show it off to everyone tomorrow. So the next day, you know, Clarence is dropped off with his mom, and he has the big volcano or whatever, right? And he's walking in, and he sees his friend, and his friend has another project that's like paper mache, but it's not a volcano one. I think he did some like replica of a mountain, and he made little trees, and the little trees are really cool. And they're just like, oh man, that's really sick. And they're walking in, and basically, right, the plan was that they were to walk in and put their projects in the classroom of, let's just say, Ms. Davenport's class. That's the fifth grade class. They were to leave in the classroom before class and then go do whatever else. And then when the class came around, they would walk in, and just so they, you know, because it wasn't first thing. The class didn't happen right away, so they needed to store it somewhere without it getting damaged, so they'd leave it in the classroom. But Clarence and his friend were walking towards Miss Davenport's class, and, you know, sure enough, they see Ben. And Ben is walking by them, and Ben looks at them and kind of has a bit of a smirk on his face. And Ben has a project, too, and Ben's project's actually pretty great. And so, sure enough, you know, Ben's walking by, and he looks at the two of them. He's like, nice projects. Can I take a look? And, you know, Clarence is like, sure, bro. But Clarence's friend is a little bit more reserved because he knows that he's like, he kind of looks at Clarence. It's kind of like, Clarence, like, this kid is not good news. And Clarence is like, dude, he just wants to look at the project. It's not a big deal. So the friend looks at, like, comes up to them and then goes, oops, and very clearly kind of like takes his two hands and whacks both the projects. Both the projects fly out of the hands, fall on the floor, and just get destroyed, completely destroyed. And the bully, Ben the bully, is like, see you guys in class, and just pushes his way on by and walks away. At this point, like, Clarence is like, dude, no! And his friend's like, bro, I knew Ben was going to do something crazy like this. And at this point, they hear a voice come from over, like, around the corner. And, you know, the voice is like, gentlemen, what do we have here? And sure enough, it's the principal. And the principal's looking down. He's like, did that kid just knock over both your projects? And Ben's like, or not Ben, Clarence is like, yeah, like, I don't know why he did that, but he did. He just came over here and knocked over both my projects, my project, my friend's project. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to get such a bad grade. And the principal's like, fellas, well, what class is this for? And they're like, Miss Davenport's third period class. The principal's like, you know what, fellas, let me get your name. And you said Clarence, and then his friend said, I don't know, Adrian, let's say. And the principal's like, Adrian, Clarence, don't worry about today later in class. Show up there, and trust me, I'll have it all set for you guys. And Clarence kind of looks at him mysteriously as the principal walks away. And Clarence looks at his friend Adrian, I'll forget that name later, but let's roll with it for now, and is like, dude, okay, the principal says he's going to figure it out, but I don't know, man, like, I don't know. I don't know about this. So sure enough, right, the time eventually comes for the class presentation. Real quick, comment tree down below. That's the secret word of the day. I'll try and heart as many comments as I can that say tree. And then also, if you want to continue supporting the channel and helping my channel get out there farther, all you got to do is binge watch these videos. So just watch them while you're, I don't know, doing some art project or playing a video game, or even set a playlist to watch as you're going helping you go to sleep. And please let me know what you're doing, and I'll try and to heart and just say thank you for supporting the channel. Anyways, let's get back to the story because it gets pretty good from here on out. Anyways, right, so Clarence and his friend eventually make it to Miss Davenport's class, and when they're walking to the class, they're kind of slouched over. They kind of just, you know, they're defeated, man. I mean, they worked so hard on these two projects, and they were really proud to present them. And that's when Ben the bully walks over and is like, oh, why are you guys looking so sad? It's the presentation, the big day we're all looking forward to. And then Ben the bully just smiles at them and walks into the class. And Clarence is like, wow, I thought that kid was kind of a jerk, but this is beyond anything I could have ever imagined. And his friend Adrian's like, yeah, man, like, that's why I was telling you, he sucks. He sucks, man. It's what I've been trying to say the whole time. Anyways, right, so Adrian and Ben, Adrian and Clarence walk into the classroom, and Miss Davenport immediately greets him at the door and says, boys, can I meet you outside? And sure enough, they walk outside. And Miss Davenport said, so I normally hand back the grades at the end of the class, like at the end of the presentation, so everyone can kind of see how they did right away. But I just wanted to give you guys your grades right away. And she hands them both back A minuses. And they look up at her and they say, well, like, we haven't even done our presentations yet. And she said, well, most of the grade is the project. Like, I've already seen the work you've done with your presentation. I've seen the work you've done with your projects. I know about it. And, you know, the principal actually came over here and let me know what I was informed to what happened. I want to let you boys know that your hard work is being recognized and that the person who destroyed your hard work will be punished. And at this point, Clarence and Adrian just look at each other. They're like, Thank you, Miss Davenport. They walk into class and they sit down. And Adrian turns to Clarence and is like, Okay, so we just got off the hook for that, but what do you think the punishment's going to be? And Clarence looks at Adrian and is like, dude, I don't know. And so sure enough, right, the class starts going up and presenting. And Ms. Davenport also told them that they could present because their crushed projects were in the back of the room. If they wanted to go up there and be like, here's my pile of debris. Today, I decided to, this is my project on the local junkyard / pile of debris. It is very debris-ish. Like, they didn't have a lot to do because their projects were destroyed. So they chose not to, but everyone went up there, including the bully. Ben, the bully, went up there, and he actually had a pretty good presentation. He put a lot of work into his project, and he actually did pretty well. So he was probably thinking that he was going to get 100 or 95, or that he was going to do really well. So anyways, right, Ben the Bully finishes up his presentation, and he does a pretty good job, and he sits down, and at this point, Ben the Bully turns around after finishing his presentation, because he knew it was good, man. He knew he did a good presentation. He turns around and just smugly looks at both Clarence and Adrian with this kind of smile of like, I destroyed your presentation, you're going to get a bad grade, and I just went up there and absolutely killed it, and I'm going to get a good grade, ha ha. Kind of like that kind of, I don't know, that kind of vibe. And Clarence and Adrian normally would have been very angry or very upset by this, but they just look back at him, and they smile back at him. And it actually kind of freaks him out. Ben the Bully, kind of like his expression goes from this like cocky, confident smile to a kind of a, huh, like, well, why are these kids smiling back at me? Have they lost it? Kind of question mark. But anyways, the class gets 5 minutes till the bell rings. Class is almost over. And Ms. Davenport has little slips of paper with the grades. Goes around and starts handing them out. And at this point, right, Clarence is really interested. So he's really focusing on Ben the Bully's table because he can see what's like, he's not so far away from Ben the Bully that he can't see what the big like red, like the red letter on Ben the Bully's like little post-it card is. And he looks at it and the post-it card says F. And Ben the Bully is so incredibly shocked. He is so incredibly like flabbergasted. He raises his hand. The teacher comes over and he points at it and the teacher looks at him and says, meet me after class. So anyways, the bell rings because it was almost the end of class and everyone starts walking by. And the only two people left in the room are Miss Davenport and Ben the Bully. So Clarence and Adrian decide that they're going to stay right outside the classroom so they can hear exactly what went down. So anyways, the classroom door closes and Ben the Bully's like, why did I get an F? My project was so good. And she said, yes, you had a great project. You had a great presentation as well. I applaud you for your work. And then Ben the Bully's like, that makes literally no sense. And then the teacher, Ms. Davenport, says, oh no, I've not finished my explanation. This is the rest of your explanation. And it was like kind of quiet. And that's when Clarence realizes that I think I know what she's doing. And Clarence goes over to like, the kind of like looks, you know how there's a window in a lot of doors in school and classrooms? He quickly looks in the window and sees Miss Davenport pointing to his project and Adrian's crushed project, looking at the rubble remains of their projects. At this point, Ben the Bully, instead of fighting it, instead of saying it wasn't me, literally just accepts his fate and says, I understand. At this point, Clarence is like, go, 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 we gotta get out of here. Points to Adrian, and they both run out of there so the teacher doesn't realize they were spying on them. So anyways, school day ends, and Clarence's mom comes to pick him up. And she's like, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I got a call of what happened today with your presentation. Like,